food items that we need to discuss. For whatever reason, it's a morning where we have some food-related information or suggestions that have come forth. The folks at McDonald's are going to be celebrating tomorrow the 50th anniversary of one of its main breakfast items. It was 1971 at a restaurant in Santa Barbara, California, that the first ever Egg McMuffin was served. And it certainly has a legacy of all its own. Of course, the Egg McMuffin has led to other variations of the McMuffin, but McDonald's wants to celebrate its 50th anniversary and actually is going to do so with a special offering. They are going to offer tomorrow only, and it says here at participating McDonald's restaurants.
Okay.
If you're a restaurant owner, participate, okay?
Yeah, right.
People
right.
are going to expect this if they're McDonald's and Egg McMuffin fans. McDonald's is going to serve Egg McMuffins tomorrow for the original price of 1971, 63 cents.
63 cents.
Yes.
And you have to get it through the app,
Yeah, that's the only way to get it. And it's only going to be between 6 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. And again, it has to be ordered through the app. But it's something that you can do tomorrow. 50 years of Egg McMuffins.
They're going to be a busy place tomorrow.
I think so. I enjoy Egg McMuffins, I have to say.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
They're good. Although I enjoy the sausage biscuits they have.
I like the biscuit variation. You're making me hungry.
Well, stay tuned. I've got more. This is one. Maybe this will take away your appetite when I tell you about this one. So that's the McDonald's. And again, this is just for tomorrow, by the way. And as Dave mentioned, it has to be on the app only, but for Thursday, November 18th, 6 to 10:30 a.m., participating McDonald's restaurants. Which ones aren't going to be participating?
Right.
Come on. A Brooklyn, New York-based art collective, as it's described here, they have a purpose that they're doing this, is going to launch a line of chips with flavors inspired by foods that are banned in the United States. They say it's an artistic statement on food production and consumption norms. The project that this art collective is doing is meant to highlight the damaging environmental effect of raising animals for meat consumption. That's their purpose.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So their chips will include horse-flavored chips.
Ooh.
Fugu, which is poison blowfish-flavored chips. And Kazu Marzu, which is maggot cheese flavored chips. Again, illegal chips, they're called. The chips can be consumed at 100% legal because they are flavored. As the person who is behind the project says, you can flavor foods with anything these days and make it taste it. And so this is all legit. But again, we're trying to highlight, as they say, the damaging environmental effect of raising animals for meat consumption. The chips, by the way, don't contain any meat products. For example, the horse meat and fugu flavors are vegan, and the Kazu Marzu is vegetarian.
So you
can have your maggot cheese vegetarian. Does that take away your appetite now, Dave?
It sure did. It sure did.
I must tell you, I am disappointed.
Oh,
well, two reasons. First of all, they don't tell us how much these chips are going to cost. Mm-hmm. I have to imagine something this inspiring, shall we say, would probably have a little higher price tag than your general chips
that you buy. I suspect they're going to be in very small bags.
And they also don't tell us where to get these because, boy, if anything demands a morning team taste test.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, really? No.
Be our guest.
No. Yeah,
be our guest,
all
Charlie.
Yep,
oh, come
you.
On.
No. No.
Bet your art would do it.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe we'll have to ask him later.
Yeah.
Give him some and then tell him afterward what they were.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just tell him.
A blind taste test. Here, tell us what you think
of this. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I like that. No, nobody tell Art what we're thinking, okay? Everyone keep it a secret. We just got to find it. Well, it is Brooklyn-based, so maybe the next time he's in New York.
That's all you have to tell.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Next time you're in New York, Art, and you're visiting your hometown, you can pick some up. All right, our third food item. And this actually is not food to eat. It is food to wear, I guess we could say.
Most of us don't like to wear food on our clothing, Charlie.
Yeah, unless you're Lady Gaga, but that was years ago, wasn't it? None other than Detroit-based Little Caesars is opening up its first online wearables shop, hotandreadyshop.com. And as a spokesperson for Little Caesars says, Little Caesars is a cult brand that consumers want to be a part of. We're thrilled that people can now show their brand love in the most Little Caesars way possible. Pizza's so good, you want to wear it. That's what they have. Here, I went to, by the way, it's very specific, and I'll put a link up on our Morning Team page, hotandreadyshop.com. Don't do like I did. I forgot to put the word shop in. I went to hotandready.com. You're not going to get Little Caesars. I can just make sure you wear the end shop.
Don't go there.
Don't go. Anyway, yeah, get your Little Caesars wearable. See that? You can have your lounge pants there.
I'll be darned.
No.
What's that, a pizza blanket?
No.
Yeah. It's shaped like a pizza slice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The lounging wear right there.
Yeah, the lounging wear looks hideous.
Yeah. I mean, who got this idea?
And for Christmas, you can get your ornaments and your wrapping paper.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Holiday ornaments?
Yes. I must tell you, and I love this. You see this right here?
I know.
See the cursor right there?
Yeah.
The cursor's in a pizza slice.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't want to disappoint you, but I have to tell you that the loungewear I just told you about.
Sold out.
It's sold out already.
Oh.
And so is they have the handheld gaming devices for gamers. See how you can look like a pizza.
What?
Those are sold out too. Sorry.
Oh.
Sold out.
As it's captioned, so hot it's gone. So there you go. You can wear, as Little Caesar said, so pizza so good you want to wear it.
Okay.
And we have a link up on our Morning Team page.
Yeah. I'm not sold.
Note to self.
No, I agree.
For Christmas this year, do not get Pat Johnston anything from the Hot and Ready Shop.
Yeah, no. Pizza, sure, but no, I don't need any.
If you're going to Little Caesars, I want to eat it. I don't want to wear it. That's what you're saying.
All right. Saying.
So McDonald's, illegal chips, and Little Caesars, all part of our food for you, food for thought this morning on WSGW's Morning Team Show.